Okay. Excuse me. Simon Pehe, right? Halfway through Pehe, Dinim Nafla Deleika B'Shabbos, right? If a fire falls out on Shabbos, so we are up to Dalet, right? So Abatim in the houses, Shein Sham Deleika Ela Shein Kroivim B'Reim Shedegiyah Gam Lohem. So this is the one that's the most Nogea with the fires, the houses that don't have the fire, but the neighbors, right? So they're close and they're scared that the fire might get them. Enam since they're not bahul, they're not what was the tight for that? They're not panicky. So they're allowed to take anything out of their house. Meaning, if they're worried about their house, so they could take anything out. Even though somebody, the person, is a strange halacha. The person whose house is burning down is limited what he can't take anything out because we're afraid if we let him take things out, then he's going to end up putting out the fire. But the neighbors were not as concerned. So Yeshem, the Gam Mois, the Shardvar, Yikarim, and there are those that say even money and other expensive items that are muksa, how be shein muksin, even though the muksa mutal and a hefsad you're allowed to save them from the big loss. Either from a fire or a flood or gezeila. Like they put some food on there and then they take it all together, right? That's like the putting the chal on top of the mace. One of our favorite subjects from Shabbos in the Daf. All right. But the first. And there's a big cooler. You can't normally take non-muksa items and put them down on top of muksa items on Shabbos, but here you're allowed to. That's what he says in parentheses. Of a makom acher ain shum heter l'taltel kein muksa. In other places, there's no heter at all. Yesh makilin oid yoiser, and then there are those that are even more makers. Shafilu levadan yichan l'taltelin, that even you can even move the muksa itself. Mishum the makom hefser gadol pesaimi nidcha iser muksa because in the chance of a sudden loss, but then you have a problem. Shasurin as long as you don't take it out to an iser hoitzah, which is interesting because we're being according to this shita, we're matering muksa, but not to carry out to a rishus that you're not allowed to. Mastami means a rishus that's a deraisa because otherwise, lachar, what's the difference in isurim? All right, so I'm not sure how which ones they're asking, which ones they're not asking. Fine. Hey, Kol Sifrei Kodesh, all Svarim, Bein Shein Bichsav, Bein Shein B'Tfus, whether they're written or whether they're meaning they whether they were handwritten or they were printed. Matzilin Osim Kli Adleiko, then you're allowed to say from the Adleiko, Oishet of Mayim or a flood or Kedaima. Afilu Lachater or Lemavi, even to a Chater or a Mavi. That you normally can't carry them. Also, Erev that didn't make an Erev. But they have to make sure that they have an Erev Chatzeres, a voice, meaning that halachically it can be carried there. But with a guy, it's mutter to save a even into Rishasaram. Atzolas, that's what we referred to before. That's ayin l'kamon. Fine. Vav. So again, basically for Svarim, you're even allowed to ask a guy. Vav, Matzilin, and he's allowed to do with the rice. Matzilin tikka sefer, imma sefer. Not only are you allowed to save the sefer, but you can even save this the bag or the box that the sefer is in. But tikka tefillin imma tefillin, and the same thing with the tefillin bag. Zayin sefer Torah kodem lahatzil l'shar Svarim, and a sefer Torah comes first before other Svarim. Right, meaning other svarim here means even nach. Ches, kishyesh chashas safik nefashas mutul l'chavas is when it's a safik nefashas, you're allowed to put out the fire. Also, this is the big one. In places that the yidden live with goyim, mutul l'chavas is adleika. Afilu hu bebeis akum, you're allowed to put out the fire even if the fire is in a goy's house. Why? Because we're looking at it as a suffic nefashas, because we're afraid people are going to come to steal, goyim are going to come steal, and they're going to How do you say it? They're going to steal and then it's going to come to a sakonas nefashos. Right? So it doesn't say anything here about that the goyim are going to get upset that the yidden are not putting out their fires. It doesn't say that. V'akolafia, that's what I think he means. The kitzur shulchan aruch means l'fida inyan, meaning if because if you know with certainty that there's going to be no sakana, let's say you have a good police presence, then you're not allowed to put it out. And then you have the Mishnah Brura who brings that the minig was to put out the fire because we're afraid that it's going to spread to other houses, and then there could be a sakana. Problem is, as a Mishnah Brura, they lived in little towns where houses were right on top of each other. Nowadays, our houses are pretty far away from each other. So if that's the case, so then it's not really such a chashash. But some Paiskim want to say that the electric wires, fire can spread through the electric wires. So even nowadays, you have a heter. But this is all talking about Yidden putting out the fire themselves. Of course, you can go nowadays with all these concerns, you can certainly call the fire department. And call with a shino yourself. The dafka lechabes mutter. And dafka, that's only to put it out. Well, also lechal Shabbos gadei lahatzel moment. You're only allowed to put out the fire, but you cannot be mechal Shabbos just to save your money. Right? Bim avar v'chilul, and let's say you did, and you were mechal Shabbos, then he doesn't say you're potter. Yelech el harav levakesh sheireil tshuva. You have to go to the Rav to find out that he should find out what type of tshuva. Right? Even if it was a derabbanan. That's a hard set of halachas right there. Simon Beivav, Dine Rechitza. Zion Sifim. Yeah, so this is the Olam's favorite subject, showering on Shabbos. Right? So, Aser, Lircha, it's called Gufay. It's Aser to wash the entire body. Ayafilu Roiv Gufay, even the majority of the body. V'mayim Chaimah, with hot water. Afilu Huchum Aver of Shabbos, even if it was heated up on Friday, right? V'afilu lirchoitz shloi b'pamachas, even if you're not washing at one time, right? Ela aver, aver, you're washing what everybody loves to call aver, aver. Also, b'roiv gufa, it's also if you're going to do the majority of your body. V'afilu likonis l'merchatz rak lazia, and even if you just go into the bathhouse just to sweat, gam kein also, it's also. Ha'amot lirchoitz panav yodav v'raglav. But it's also to wash the hands, feet, and the face. Mechametz uchum ebeir of Shabbos, for with chamin that gets heated up, on that was heated up on Shabbos. All right, I'm sorry, erev Shabbos. So when feet, so aver doesn't work. I'm sorry, aver works, but not if you do the majority of the body. Panav Yad of Raglav works with water that was heated up before Shabbos, and other parts of the body too also works. It's just, he just says Panav Yad of Raglav, right? And of course it doesn't. And of course you can't heat with anything heated up on Shabbos is also base. Hamayim Jamin Mekoyrim. So water that's Shehem Mekoyrim Noivim Chamim from the source, meaning it's naturally like the Chametferik, Chametferik Hadoyim, meaning it's hot water coming from the source. Nobody heated it up. It's naturally heated. Imhein Bekarka. So if it's in the ground, Veinamakam Mekoyra, and there's no roof over it, like in Chametferik, you know, they have these spas that they build over it. Then in that, Mutter Lirchatz Vem, you're allowed to wash them. Afilu Kol Gufa, even your entire body. Avlimhein Bekli, but if they're in a utensil, or if it's in a place where there's a roof, then it is aser. Even just to go into a Beis HaMerchatz to sweat up, it's aser. If as long as it's still in the ground, even if there's a roof over it, then it's mutter to wash in them. Okay, that one's not so negative. This is the one that's more negay. So you're allowed, it is mutter, to cover your entire body in cold water. Me'ikar adin. But don't go stand next to an oven right after that to heat up, because that's like washing in hot water because you can heat up the water that's on your body. And even if it's just to wash your hands in cold water, you shouldn't heat them up next to the oven, but while they're still wet, it's like washing with water that got heated up that day. That it's also to wash in them even one limb. You have to dry your hands first well. That you're supposed to dry your hands off before you dry them. So there's only a little bit of water left on your hand because you don't want to be laundering the towel. Somebody who's washing his body has to be very careful not to squeeze out the hair. Now, contrary to popular belief, squeezing out the hair is not an issa d'oraisa. It's an issa d'rabbanan because hair that can't absorb. It's only multiple hairs together, so it looks like the water's absorbed. So the rabbanan said, you're not allowed to squeeze out hair. Chein tzarech lizoyer, shaloi loshed. You got to be careful not to swim. Ki also loshed b'Shabbos v'yomtiv. It is also to swim on Shabbos and Yomtiv because we're afraid you're going to make a raft or a tube or something like that. That means in a swimming pool that has a wall, me'ikara din, you should be allowed to swim, meaning in a river or something like that, so there's nothing for you to grab onto. So and there's a, it's near trees, so there's a chashash, but in the pool it's really not a chashash. But Ramesh in the Tshuva says that you can't, you shouldn't, right? Because there's haitzah issues. Push comes to shove, those that swim on Shabbos, there's a lot worse things you could do. Might be worse to read Mishpacha magazine on Shabbos than to swim in a pool. I'm just saying, at least naked. With a bathing suit, maybe it's an issue, maybe we're afraid that you might squeeze it out. But, and the minhag in Klal Yisrael has always been not to. You also don't float anything, like little pieces of wood. No floating things on Shabbos. And let's say you're washing yourself in a place that it's not allowed to carry. Let's say in a regular ocean, which is Rishusara, well, it's a Carmelis. You can't carry that. You have another thing to be careful. Before you get out of the water, you have to remove first the water that's on your body and your hair, to dry them well, so that there wouldn't be any leftover water on you, and then you're going to take them from one rishus to the other rishus because the water is a karmelis, and then you're going to end up carrying it, let's say, either into rishus harabim or within the karmelis or to rishus hayachid. Vegam benahar on the river itself, tzarach lizar shalayisa, even in the river itself, you shouldn't carry dalat amas ki nahar hu a karmelis, because like we said, a river is a karmelis. Well, a fi she'ein kula, meaning so there's complications here, but the least of it seems to be the hair. Mostly the concerns are carrying. Ulafisha'en kulam yaidum lizar, since most people don't know these halachas, alken espasher aminig b'medinas elu, the minig has gone out in these countries, shaloi lirchot, klal b'Shabbos, afilu no washing at all on Shabbos, even in cold water. Ki im l'tzarech mitzvah, unless it's a tzarech mitzvah, kagon isha nida, ve'ish l'kiryoy, right, for a man, for any sort of tumah. All right, now Ramosha, for this you also need another tshuva from Ramosha. So first of all, Ramosha says men cannot go into a hot mikveh, and the pashat halacha is that men's mikveh is really not important. So it's a chumrah this and that to go into a hot mikveh on Shabbos is really shver halachically, really really shver. So whatever, there's an opinion of the Karban Asanal that they can rely that the Chassidim rely on to go into hot mikvahs. Anyways, but Ramesh says no hot mikvah. There are places when they say even women can't go to the mikvah Friday night if it's a hot mikvah. We obviously don't paskin like that, but the heaters are supposed to be off in the mikvah. They shut them off before Shabbos. But then Ramesh says that this whole takana was really for bathing, sitting in the bath, or to take a shower, which doesn't have any of the carrying concerns, etc., then that minig never took hold. He says you should still not shower, but Lamaisa, He says it's allowed if it's if it's dirty and hot, et cetera, like a second day Yom Tov, even a first day Yom Tov sometimes. Then Rav Moshe says the minhag does not apply to showers. Hey, you're allowed to stand on the edge of the river and wash your hands in the river. And there's no concern for taking the water out from the water that's on your hands to the edge of the water. Because the river is a karmelis, and the edge of the river is also a karmelis. So it's the same rishus. You're allowed to carry from Carmelis to Carmelis less than Dalaramas. And it doesn't mean just hands, it also means feet. Because people ask, can you put the feet in the pool? Can you put your feet in the ocean? That's mutter. The only thing is you have to make sure, if you're putting your feet into the ocean, you have to make sure that you dry up your feet before you walk the Dalaramas. Okay, I hope we got epis akula or not too many chumras from this whole sugya. All right, everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Tovus.